KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 29 degrees. We could see some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, we expect it to be mostly cloudy with just a slight chance of flurries or sprinkles and a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In local news, the Atlantic School District's Board of Education has officially set April 2nd, 2019, as the date for a special election with regard to a $9.2 million bond referendum that would pay for school building and site improvements. A petition with 55 signatures was submitted to Board President Josh McLaren before the meeting, requesting the board call for the special election on the bond proposition. Afterward, board member Allison Bruckner motioned to approve a resolution calling for the special election that was seconded by Christy Pellet, and all board members voted in favor. Now, the resolution states, shall the Board of Directors of the Atlantic Community School District in the counties of Cass, Audubon, and Pottawatomie, state of Iowa, be authorized to contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $9.5 million for the purpose of furnishing, equipping, constructing, improving, repairing, and renovating school buildings and improving the sites thereof at the school district's existing school buildings located in Atlantic, including without limitation, renovating, equipment, and improving the football field and track stadium, team building, concession, and related buildings and site improvements, renovating, equipping, and improving the softball, baseball fields, and related buildings and site improvements, constructing, relocating, equipping, and improving tennis courts and related buildings and site improvements, and improving and aligning a roadway for smoother access to the elementary school and connection to the middle school. If approved, during a special election, the indebtedness of the district will be in excess of 1.25% of the assessed valuation of taxable property in the school district. The polls for the April 2nd, 2019 election will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. And last month, you may recall, the board, along with members of the Facilities Planning Committee, an engineer and financial expert, had met at the high school during a work session to discuss the proposal for the bond referendum calling for $9.5 million to improve certain district facilities. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News afterward that the proposal concentrates on improvements to the middle school and redoing the softball baseball diamond, refurbishing the Trojan Bowl, creating a road from 11th to 14th Street to help with congestion that occurs at Washington School during the student drop-off and pick-off times. And he says basically the scope is centered around creating safety at the middle school athletic facilities and making all the facilities ADA compliant and accessible to everyone. Some of the proposed improvements to the Trojan Bowl include using an all-synthetic turf, a new and wider soccer field, a four-lane rubber track, visitor parking, and new bleachers with 1,500-seat capacity on the home side and 500-seat capacity on the visitor side. The proposal also includes lighting and sound improvements and a new scoreboard. The baseball-softball complex improvements would include new dugouts, batting cages, six tennis courts, and lights at the existing high school practice field. In other business, the Atlantic School Board last night approved seven requests to participate in the Retirement Incentive Program, and the board also approved early resignation incentives, which call for a stipend in the amount of $500 for the approved participants. Governor Kim Reynolds has announced the full list of what she calls a teacher's cabinet that she says will give teachers a more prominent voice in education policy in the state. Reynolds announced the first seven members of the cabinet in August and received nomination from the public for the final nine. Included among the cabinet members here from Western Iowa is Alex Oliver, a social studies teacher at the Riverside High School in Carson, and he's also a cross-country and wrestling and track coach. Denise Hogue, computer science teacher with the Thomas Jefferson High School in Council Bluffs, who was previously employed in the corporate world as a computer programmer. Jody Geist, a special education teacher with the Mount Air High School, who specializes in helping students transition from high school to adult life. And Vanessa Sanchez, elementary dual language teacher at the Denison Elementary School. The governor says that cabinet members will meet quarterly with her and the Iowa Department of Education director, Ryan Weiss, to offer their advice about how to better prepare all students. Reynolds says it will strengthen the direct line of communication between the governor's office, schools, and communities. Their first meeting will be held January 4th in Des Moines. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning received an annual report from West Central Community Action, or WCCA, Interim Executive Director Wendy Mueller, who is also the organization's Outreach and LIHEAP Coordinator. She was appointed to the position following the retirement of longtime Executive Director Joel Dirks. WCCA provides nearly a dozen services to 10 counties in western and southwest Iowa. Mueller thanked the Board of Supervisors for continuing to fund WCCA, which she says allows them to provide services at the highest level possible to Cass County residents. Mueller said during fiscal year 2018, WCCA served 667 households in the county, which consisted of more than 1,500 individuals.
Of the households that we served, 44% were single-person households, 54% had an income below the 100% poverty guidelines, and 66 were on a fixed income. We also know that 61% were renters, and of the individuals served, 41% were between the ages of 18 and 54 years of age.
Mueller said also WCCA operated 3 Head Start classrooms in the county during fiscal year 2018. One was located in Neda, 2 are in Atlantic. They served a total of 45 children.
We also started an early Head Start home-based program in August with a capacity of 12 children, 0 to 3. And by the end of the fiscal year, we had 7 families enrolled at that time. The child care resource and referral, we work with home providers who are registered or ones that want to become registered, as well as child care centers, to get them involved in the quality rating system, which really improves overall child care. In Cass County, there were 35 child care programs that had a capacity of 724 spaces that were listed with CCRNR. 8 of the 17 homes were participants in the QRS system, and 6 of the 12 preschools or center-based were also participating.
Wendy Mueller said 142 children were enrolled in 15 daycare centers as part of the Child and Adult Care Food Program, which promotes good nutrition and positive eating habits for children who are in home-based daycare. The West Central Community Action also helped 4 households receive a total of $69,000 for weatherization services to improve home energy efficiency. And through LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, they serviced 445 households in the form of utility assistance for a total cost in Cass County of nearly $200,000.
We also provided emergency crisis payments, which really helps with service continuity, disconnects, furnace repair, replacements, and we assisted 22 households for almost $6,000.
She asked the supervisors to consider the organization's request for funding in the amount of $4,000, which is the same as last year. The board said they would take it under consideration when they begin work on the budget in January. Governor Kim Reynolds announced on Wednesday that the U.S. Small Business Administration had granted her request to provide assistance in the form of low-interest disaster loans for Polk County, along with 7 contiguous counties that were impacted by the June 6th through July 2nd, 2018 flooding and severe weather events. Homeowners, renters, businesses, and most nonprofit organizations in Boone, Dallas, Jasper, Madison, Marion, Polk, Story, and Warren counties whose property was damaged or destroyed by the disaster will be able to apply for low-interest disaster loans from the SBA. Applications may be made in person at the SBA's Disaster Loan Outreach Center in Des Moines beginning today. Representatives from the SBA will be on hand at the Outreach Center to answer questions about the disaster loan program, explain the application process, and help individuals complete their application. No appointment is necessary. If you'd like more information, just see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in the news, a man from Shelby County was arrested Wednesday morning after allegedly pulling a gun on a business employee in Woodbine. According to reports, at around 10:50 a.m. Wednesday, 45-year-old Richard Green of Harlan walked into the New Style development at 514 Walker Street in Woodbine and interacted with an employee before allegedly displaying a gun. Green eventually fled the scene but was apprehended in Harlan. He was booked into the Harrison County Jail for robbery in the first degree with multiple additional charges pending. There are minor injuries reported. Woodbine schools also went into lockdown upon hearing about the incident. The employees immediately cleared the outside perimeter of the building, including playgrounds. Students were sent to safe areas inside the building. The doors were then checked to ensure that they were locked and secure, and the school district said in a letter to parents. Green was arrested shortly after the lockdown went into effect, and the school then resumed normal operations. Police in Creston report 2 people were arrested on separate drug-related charges Wednesday at around 8:40 a.m. 34-year-old Arturo Marin of Afton was arrested in the 300 block of North Division Street for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Marin was later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 11:10 a.m. Wednesday, 30-year-old Christopher Willems of Creston was arrested in the 800 block of West Montgomery Street on 3 Union County warrants for theft in the fifth degree, failure to appear on original charges of 2 counts of controlled substance violation, and failure to appear on a possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense. Willems was being held in the Union County Jail on a $30,300 bond. Creston police said also a woman residing in the 400 block of North Maple Street reported that sometime on Tuesday, someone broke into her home and took a PlayStation 3 and a Samsung 6 cell phone. The loss was estimated at $200. On December 7th, a resident of Norwalk reported to the Creston police that at around 9 p.m. Friday, someone broke into his vehicle while it was parked in the Walmart parking lot in Creston and took a bag containing hunting gear and outerwear. The loss there was estimated at $200. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.